Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
This is Torino 32nd edition. And, well, Torino 32nd edition, so how many sections do we have? A lot, and I always talk about them. Today, maybe I'm going to deal with another one that we kind of talked before about, especially the little kind of retrospectives that they dedicated to Jim Mickle and Giulio Questi. And that section is called After Hours. After Hours is definitely not a random name. In fact, is about all those films that could probably be shown in some weird outskirts of a drive-in with B-movies or maybe just two splattery movies. So we span from horror to weird musicals to, I don't know, you can just throw it all in. And the section, I mean, the films I can cite you a bit, and we have, for example, a really strong graphic horror called The Canal, and then we go actually into something very, very particular called The Editor. So it's a sort of a homage for, like, no, just watch it, especially about the 70s film. And then we have the beautiful gem called The Elevement de Michel Houellebecq. You probably know that kind of one of the contemporary little what do you call it? Contemporary, what was it called? Baudelaire. Baudelaire was a damned poet. There you go. So you could probably say that Michel Houellebecq is a damned poet as well, but from 2014. A great documentary, mockumentary perhaps. Then we have The Guest by Adam Wingard, In Guerra di Davide Sibaldi, It Follows, another pretty graphic horror that kind of shook some minds in Cannes, by David Mitchell, Life After Beth, and then AMOZ, Stella Cadente, Tokyo Tribe, and then all the Jim Mickle sections. So many, I don't even know. So just get one ticket, go randomly, enjoy the film if you're in Turin. If you're not in Turin, there's always some chances to check films also online, thanks to our partner My Movies. In fact, you can also book a ticket online for free. It's not bad. And you just get to see some films from the festival. So, you know, there you go. You don't have any excuses. Also, you can always listen to our interviews. There's not just my boring voice. I must admit, it must be a bit boring after a while. But there's also very competent voices, such as Angela Provenza, and Karen Nicoletti, Angela Cerbi, well, so many. Just check out on our website, brand new website, I already told you, but it's really slick. I mean, it's all white and informative. It's great. So yeah, there you go. So there was the After Hours section, but also there's so many other sections there. And today is the 24th, right? I'm already kind of a bit jet-lagged within the actual festival. I don't even know if it was possible. So today, what went through? Today we had Jewel. Yeah, do you remember New Hollywood? New Hollywood is a great section from the 70s. What we call it, us Italians call it New Hollywood, is a kind of neologism to express 1970s Hollywood cinema. And in, I think, 1971, some 26-year-old guy made a film about a car being chased by a truck constantly. That guy was called Steven Spielberg, and he made a kind of nice career after that. Then we had, once again, Jim Mickle at 9:15. Wow, that's a pretty early kind of start for We Are What We Are, which is a story about a cannibal family. So great to start for, you know, a little cappuccino and croissant. Then what we had? We had so many. There's just too much. So just, you know, check the program. Actually, Torino was great because he put everything online, so you can also check the catalog and the program. So you can just flick through and decide which film you're going to see. And I'm actually going to see something tonight as well, finally, some documentary called Snake Sim by Daniel Hui. It's a Portuguese and Singapore production. That's a nice mix.